I woke up one morning and oh so surprising. I woke up one morning with no advertising. I opened the paper, but all I could choose was the crossword, the weather, the sports, or the news. Turned on my TV, saw my face in the screen, 3 minutes of silence in every 15. I snatched at my coat and stepped out in the street, wondering how I would know what I wanted to eat. Well, the crisis of boredom was causing a fuss. There was nothing to read on the side of the bus. And you can imagine the chaos and fear as the days turned to weeks to the rest of the year. You could hear a pin drop at the big outlet mall. Most people just wore what they'd worn the last fall. Almost nobody bought the new iPod that dances or purchased a fragrance that kindles romances. In fact, no one ventured inside of a store except looking for something they had a need for. In other words, it was an awful disaster. The crashing economy crashed even faster. The GDP sank like a stone in a well. And the layoffs were widespread as industries fell. Their business depended on excessive stuff. They just couldn't afford to make only enough. In a matter of months, everyone that I knew lost a job. In fact, plenty of people lost two. And time off with family is pleasant and sweet, but it's preferable to have something to eat. And that's why I've called you together today to see how we can all get through this thing okay. Birds live in the forest, fish live in the sea. I think people can make our own economy, because money is nothing but paper and ink. And the past tense of stock, it is certainly stink. But there's plenty of time and the tools of our trade. Why not make for each other what we've always made? Because I can grow apples and you can write code. We're both happy to shoulder a piece of the load. There's work to do, sure, but we slice a half off it. The day we abandon the drive to make profit, we'll find that the slogan is perfectly true, that you don't need the boss, though the boss, he needs you.